When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
Discover what BetterHelp Online Therapy can do for you. Visit BetterHelp.com today.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to episode 78.
It's fancy seeing you here.
Exactly. Friends with a Twist is back yet again for another fun-filled episode.
We just won't go away.
We don't quit. So here we are for episode 78. Thank you so much for joining us. This episode, it will be focusing more on our life in the lifestyle segment, where we will discuss some of the changes that we have seen in the lifestyle since we started over, well over 10 years ago. Oof. In the lifestyle.
Long time.
I know, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute. But don't worry. We will wrap things up with our Going Deep segment and hear how Kenzie and Gary made good use of a hotel room. Oh, no, no, no. A hotel suite during a spicy MFM.
We fancy. We don't rooms. We do suites.
Welcome to the suite life. So, yes, this is going to be an amazing episode. So let's get things going with our fireball shot.
Cheers, friends.
Clink. Boop. They're plastic cups. You might not have heard the clink, but it was there.
But they're freezer shot glasses. There's a method to the madness.
All right, so let's get fucking into it. So life in the lifestyle. We are breaking down how the lifestyle itself has changed since we started over 10 years ago, like I said. And should we start with our poll, maybe, that we put out on the socials?
Oh, let's. So if you saw the poll question on X, the full version is, for the veterans in the lifestyle, let's say 10 plus years, what changes have you seen in the lifestyle space? What is noticeably different now than when you started? I had to shorten that on Instagram if you saw that question there. It was a slightly worded differently, but you get the point. So, a few of the responses. I'm not going to call anybody out because we didn't ask permission, but you'll know your response if you hear it. So, some of the responses we received. People using social media as dating apps. Before the last couple of years, we had a fraction of the random messages on Facebook and Instagram from people on the other side of the planet. You'd think the low probability would deter them, but it doesn't. And then another comment, maybe sort of related. We feel like app dating culture has permeated the lifestyle world. quick superficial chats, lackluster profiles, and chats that start and stall out when the next best thing comes along.
Oh, shit. That is very real.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I feel that in my heart. Websites seemed to create more of a community feel with engagement, party listings, forums, etc. Apps make it all more transactional.
Oh.
Love your show, ladies.
Oh.
Just had to put that in there. And again, just to echo that, maybe apps are taking the place of swinger resorts. We were the young couple 12 years ago at the resort, and we were the quote unquote young couple last time we went.
Oh.
And then also an observation that publicly open marriages / relationships and polyamory didn't seem common when they started.
Oh, yes.
Versus now.
I agree with that.
And then rapid fire, a few other responses that we got, which I love some of these. So more butt play, more lifestyle and porn, more hot wives, OnlyFans content creators more common versus actual couples in relationships, less play, more flirting and sexy atmosphere focus.
Oh.
Male bisexuality. And a shout out, this even blows my mind that we have people listening in this part of the world, but the lifestyle becoming more the norm in Denmark.
Fuck yeah, Denmark.
So thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Denmark. And I cannot believe that people are listening halfway across the world. That's fucking amazing. But side note.
So all those comments are what people see, they feel like they see more of now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, I guess I agree with that, but.
Yes, I think that will play nicely into the things we had already planned to talk about. So maybe that gives us a little evidence-based information to what we're going to talk about tonight.
All right, so maybe I'll kick it off with a little bit of history. I'll make it short and sweet because it's not very personal. This is kind of just generic research.
But give us the lesson. Yeah.
So the swinging lifestyle, which is basically consensual partner swapping or group play among committed couples, definitely has gone a profound transformation over, let's say, the past 30 years, early 90s to what is it now, 2020 something. I feel like ages ago, it was a once largely underground subculture, you know, secretive, not the mainstream like it is today. Mm-hmm. I feel like from my research, it says the evolution stemmed from like technology. There were cultural shifts, more health awareness. Mm. There was lots of changing social norms.
Yeah.
And so although there were still the core elements of strong communication and mutual satisfaction, thankfully, which still, I think, remain unchanged in the lifestyle today. Thank goodness. However, research says that by early 2000s, the internet changed everything. Yeah. Not surprised.
Shocking.
So there were dedicated sites like Adult Friend Finder, which is actually where I first entered the lifestyle with a separate partner ages ago. Sites like that gained in popularity. So that really initiated that whole online forum, online profile for dating and swinging and so forth. Mm-hmm. This lowered the barriers dramatically. Like couples could connect privately at home without outing themselves locally, which is still a serious big deal, I think, across the board for people. Mm-hmm. Today, we have so many more mobile apps, social apps, dating groups, or dating apps, like someone said in one of the poll responses. Just specialized platforms dedicated to the lifestyle, which makes it even easier to meet people and to keep it pretty anonymous. Sure, maybe like someone said, the downside could be it's more transactional and not as personal. Maybe it could be more, I don't know, overwhelming compared to getting out to the slower atmosphere of meeting people in person and just getting to know you at those underground parties, the key parties or whatever they used to do versus the club or like the club scenes. I don't know. I am very much for all the apps and the sites that are out there. I think you would agree. I feel like you're on a heck of a lot more than, maybe you're on one more than I am. And do you feel like that is more beneficial versus just getting out and trying to meet people maybe on your own?
Oof. That's
compared
tough.
To when you started? Yeah, is it easier to meet people?
I don't know that it is. It's like too much to keep up with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
Like Mm-hmm. You're trying to chat with somebody like over here on SLS, and then you have this conversation with this person that seems promising on Cassidy. And then you're on whatever app over here, and like this person seems promising. But it's just, there is a point where it's too much to keep up with. You know, obviously we all have day jobs and families and obligations and other things that we're trying to accomplish in life. Yeah, it's like a pro and con all at the same time, because it can just get to be like too much.
I feel like when we started, or when I started, it was AFF, Adult Friend Finder, and SLS, Swing Lifestyle. That's what that is. And now I know there's Field, or people are developing new apps like every other month or week. And it's bless them for trying to make it easier for everybody to connect. But I agree that it's overwhelming. And I think someone mentioned this in one of the poll responses, but also I feel like the lifestyle in general has changed from being total secrecy and like taboo and not the norm to like, hey, it's mainstream. Like there's Facebook groups for it now, and people have like Facebook couple profiles, which is, we haven't done that yet. I don't think we will, but even podcasts like we do, and resorts like Desire and Temptation that cater to this, like maybe this was, I'm sure this maybe was out there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely at least moving in that direction, where it's not quite the scarlet letter that it once was. I feel like it's probably still going to raise an eyebrow or two, but it's not this immediate, like, oh,
shun.
Yeah, shame. So yeah, like I think we're moving in the right direction. And yeah, I think just the technology has helped advance everything. I can remember Gary and I went to a meet and greet, and whatever, just trying to have a conversation with this other couple. But they were of the era when they started, it was literally these like cryptic like ads in a newspaper.
No.
An honest to God print newspaper.
Wow, I've never heard that.
I can't even fathom what that must have been like. I mean,
it just seems so awkward and difficult.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it does. So, yeah, I mean, like, we've been in this a minute, but it has at least all been.
Does it make you feel bad for complaining about Field and stuff? A little.
Because I just can't even fathom how anybody ever fucking swung in the past.
Shit.
So, it's overwhelming, but at least we have options. I should just be grateful, I guess.
Yes. And I feel like we have some really good notes about some more feedback about how things have changed. But let me just note, I feel like through my research, something that was profound was that consent has really never been something that has wavered from at least the main feedback and research that I've seen. So it seems like swinging honestly has rooted from, you know, we've heard about those private key parties, even military-based, like, social circles. It was very discreet, 50s through 70s, very early on. However, consent at that point was just largely assumed through participation. Like, you're there, so it's implied that you're consenting to do whatever. Like, your willingness to play, like, without boundaries. It just was what it was because you were there. Thankfully, I think with these organized clubs and maybe more of the private events over the years, things proliferated. There were written but also unwritten rules that sort of emerged, which thankfully aligned with the consenting process, I think. It's not maybe perfect, but even today we use the whole, like, at a club, an open door is consent to watch. Yeah. We consent you to look at us. A closed door, privacy, do not enter.
Right.
The curtains and so forth, like curtains are the barrier, the consent barrier. And I know, I hate to throw in like too many political or whatever things, but the whole 2017 like Me Too movement, like people maybe reinforced the shift to being more sex positive and giving consent to any sort of activity, like enthusiastic consent, like yes, versus saying no or just being present. No, like you actively need to say yes, I'm willing to do this. And I feel like actually that's a lot more common now in the lifestyle. Like people are much more comfortable saying, are you okay with this? Do you consent to this? I feel like I've heard that so much more than I did 10 years ago. Yeah. Honestly.
No, absolutely. I agree.
I remember, sorry to make it about me. All right. No. I remember one of the very first times I played in lifestyle, not with Barry. It was, I was 18, 19 or something, and this couple was close to 40. So it was a big age gap. And like, just because I was there, it was just like, we're doing this. And I just remember like it just flowed without anybody asking me anything. And I was like, oh, I'm getting naked. Oh, I'm sucking this cock. Oh, like I'm with her. Like I just did it because it was expected. And like no one even asked anything of what I wanted prior or during. So that is not the norm anymore, at least what I come across. So I am thankful for that change in the lifestyle.
Given that very, I think, a fairly thorough history here, albeit maybe a little quick. We're not writing dissertations over here.
No.
So we identified a few things that we've kind of witnessed or have heard about or have, you know, like, that we've seen that are different now than when we both started in the lifestyle. So for the most part, I would say that these are changes we've seen over the last, let's say, 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So don't come at me if this doesn't fit from 40 years ago because we weren't in the lifestyle then. So, all right, let's just throw that out there. All right. So in no particular order, something that I think I have kind of like seen and heard about in other podcasts that frankly is like really interesting to me. And I don't love this term, but I'll give you an alternative. So increased attendance of quote unquote dirty vanillas or monogamish people at lifestyle events. So I don't love the dirty vanilla. I don't know. That just feels like judgy or something. But anyway, I've heard it. But it's basically people that really have no intention of actually swinging in like the traditional definition of that word. But they like to be in a sexy environment of a lifestyle party or event or resort. So I feel like there is maybe an increased, I don't know if it's an acceptance or not, or if it's just attendance, but people who just want to be in that environment, even though they know that they have no interest in actually like swinging or swapping or engaging in any sort of sexual activity but, with anybody but their partner.
It's like that whole gray area of, I know we don't care about terms, but like, are you really a swinger?
Yeah.
Or, so you're still monogamous. But, like, you're a swinger in what realm? I know it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Some people get held up on terms. So, it can, I don't know. That could be confusing. And I get it. I like, dirty vanilla is okay. I don't love it either. But I, at least I understand it.
Right, right. And, I mean, I on the one hand, I can appreciate that. If you just, if you enjoy that sort of environment, like, there's part of me that wants you to go and do that and have fun. But, and I don't know, I guess I feel like this, I'm speaking, what I'm about to say, I think pertains more so to like a particular club night, if like a one night situation, because I know there's other shit at play here, but like for sake of argument, I am paying an entry fee to go to this club for this night, expecting that there are other swingers attending this event on that night.
Exactly.
And then I get there, and there's this resurgence of the quote-unquote dirty vanillas that are at that event. And now, as someone who is interested in and open to playing with other people, like now my pool is automatically lowered. Mm-hmm. When there's these people there that have no intention of playing, like it just, we're sending kind of mixed messages here about what the expectation is for the evening. And I know you can extrapolate this to different things and like the resorts and like this or that or the other thing. So I don't know. I'm just giving one example here of like, I've paid an entry fee to go to this one thing thinking I might connect with other swingers. And then there's not swingers there.
All right, I'm jumping all around.
Do it.
Fuck the notes, but
do it.
So speaking of that, we've been to takeovers where we know there are a lot of content creators, which means they do OnlyFans or other sites selling sexual things. Not a problem. Like I am all for people hustling however the fuck they want to.
Do it. Get it, girlfriend.
I just hate how if you sign up to go to a takeover and then half the attendees are gone all fucking day in their room doing content. Who, like, half the people are there to mingle with all day long. Like, that pisses me off. That annoys me.
Yeah.
I don't care that people do it, but, like, I'm paying to go to an event with a certain group of people. Yeah. 50% of them are gone until the late night. And then it's, you can't really mingle with them at night because either you're meeting with someone else or it's hard to connect with people in the club.
Sure.
And I don't, that kind of goes along with what you were just saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, yeah, it's like the other side of that spectrum. Yeah.
And I'm all for it. I don't care that people do it. But it's just when you're going to a specific event and then half your time is monopolized or half your time is monopolized because you're not interested in it. Like, why are we all at the same place?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, like, I don't know. I feel like we try not to just, like, place blame or point fingers at people. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like it's an expectation setting situation. Like, if you're the person organizing this event and people are seeing it as, like, us traditional, for whatever that's worth, swinger event. And then these other things happen or, like, infiltrate.
Okay.
Like, now the reality is different than the expectation of the event. And on whatever side of that spectrum that it is, if you're somewhere, if you're dead center and everybody else is on one end or the other, it's just sort of frustrating.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, I feel like we've been there a few times.
Yeah. Probably on both sides, right? Like,
Yeah.
And yeah, to each their own. It's not that I'm trying to force people into some sort of box or label or whatever.
I feel like, oh my God, this could be a several part series, but maybe like we always say, or I've always said in general, like the only constant in life and swinging is change. Oh,
which wise I think, words, Madison.
Which I think we have agreed upon here.
So moving on, a couple other things that we have seen change over the years. One would be, I think, increased diversity. So just a wee tiny bit of actual information and not just my opinion. 20 years ago, the lifestyle was statistically and culturally very white, middle-aged, and strictly heteroflexible, and usually only for women was that acceptable. However, data from the 2024 Bed Bible study and the 2026 lifestyle reports shows that only 57.6% of modern swingers now identify as straight. So, where am I going with this? Male bisexuality is no longer the taboo it was, whatever, 20 years ago in 2006. I feel like the community is also younger. I mean, the average age is still relatively somewhere in the 34 to 45 age range. But interest among Gen Z has grown by 37% since 2020. So we're bringing in new blood and we got to make it fun and cool so that we can keep it going. But yeah, I feel like there's just like more diversity. There's more age ranges. There's more ethnicities. There's more sexual expression, you know, like sexual identity expression, like all the things. I feel like you see a lot more variety in those areas than you did 20 years ago.
And maybe kind of a separate topic, but maybe part of the male positive experience throughout all of this is ED medication being more accessible and acceptable now. I mean, besides the fact that there's 50,000 commercials for Blue Chew and whatever online because it's all about the man feeling great. I don't know. 15, 20 years ago, there was a stigma about that little blue pill that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And now it's fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Subscription packages.
Taking them like candy.
Honestly, even one of our partners, which is freaking amazing, but Shameless Care, they offer these drugs.
Yeah, of course.
Different types, and they work amazingly. But it's, I don't know, I think it blows my mind how common that is now and just common and acceptable. And unfortunately, a lot of it is male-focused for whatever reason. But Shameless Care does have female-focused arousal cream.
Yeah.
They have other products that females can use. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like ED medication, it's prolific. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's easier to get your hands on. But I guess generally speaking, I maybe haven't had an issue with Olympic in a while. I'm trying to remember, but I guess I really haven't. Maybe, I mean, I guess several years ago that kind of was a problem due to alcohol or long times of play or just destruction of people. Maybe that was more of an issue, but I guess thankfully, knock on wood behind me on this chair, that really hasn't been an issue recently. So yeah. Maybe it is a blessing.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think I could agree with that. And then also I would just add that there seems to be some advances being made in the female realm. Like you just mentioned, Shameless mm-hmm. Care has some different products for female arousal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've heard us talk about our partner Shivers, like some of their products that kind of can help with that. I think there are probably others out there that I'm not as familiar with. So just that advance in that area, it's not as far along, I think, as the male stuff is, but mm-hmm. at least it's finally being, I guess, looked at explored. And developed. Yeah, yeah, like, hi, yeah, we're humans too, and we like to feel shit, so hi. So that's been a positive change in my experience. But yeah, I mean, so those are some of the things that we have noticed. I guess just very briefly, there are probably some things that haven't really changed in our experience over the years. Like lifestyle clubs are still kind of shady, and they're still in weird parts of town.
Mostly, yeah.
And they're still fucking doing schoolgirl themes every year. And like some of that shit hasn't really changed that much. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't need to. Maybe everybody's super happy with the way it's all working.
True.
I'm maybe not one of those people, but I'm just going to leave it at that. I feel like the lifestyle resorts, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they're, I mean, you know, we love Desire and Temptation. You've heard us talk about those over the years. They definitely have done renovations and have made, like, physical improvements. But I guess really at the core, like, it's still kind of the same as it once was, which is not a bad thing.
There's not much to change.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I mean, you know, if something works, you don't have to change it either. Like mm-hmm. there's that piece of the puzzle. So like there's some of that stuff that maybe hasn't really changed. And just like the honest reality that no matter what you're doing or where you're going, if you're on an app, a site, a party, event, a house party, etc., resort, like you're still trying to make a connection with people. Obviously, the way that you do that varies depending on which way you're doing it. But at the heart of it, that's what we're all trying to do, is connect with one another. And it seems like it should be so much easier than it really is. But I don't know if that will ever change. Mm. Like, it's always going to be tricky to find those people that you really connect with. And if I can offer just one little nerdy thing that I recently learned. As humans, we're just really not good at predicting compatibility. We think we're going to get along with people, and then we don't. So I think that complicates all of this. We're just trying to figure it out, but we're just not great at knowing who we're really going to connect with. So you've got to get in person in front of people and see if there's chemistry. Simple but complicated.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't really judge someone based off of an online profile.
Yeah. All right, Madison, why don't you wrap it up for us? Give us a good takeaway message.
Yeah, all right. So I think we can all agree that the only constant in life and in swinging in general is fucking change.
Yeah.
Is change. There's always going to be ebbs and flows in your own personal lifestyle experience and the lifestyle itself. We're always going to be pushing and redefining these boundaries, evolving our own preferences in the lifestyle, and not to mention the changes in the way we connect and interact with each other. I'm not sure that we can say that then is better than now, or now we're better than we used to be. I don't know. That's a hard comment to make, but let's just all make the best of what we've got, the time that we've got with each other. I mean, thankfully today there's a lot more voices and advocates for the lifestyle, more than I think there ever has been before, via podcasts and online and social media accounts. Yeah. We're all talking about the lifestyle being swingers, ethical non-monogamy, kink lifestyles, kink communities, all the things are out there. We're just trying to make it the best that we can be. So I think we are both excited to see what the next 10, 20 years bring.
I hope I'm still in the game.
Oh God, I hope we still are too. Shit.
Let's see what it brings us.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for a super sexy Going Deep segment with a story from Kenzie. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right, friends, so we are back for Going Deep, and Kenzie has a super hot, sexy, I believe, MFM story to share with all of us.
Yeah, it is.
Kenzie, take it away.
Oh, shit. Okay. So I'm going to try something a little bit different with my storytelling tonight. So let me know what you think. I know you guys love to tell me when I fuck shit up.
Maybe you shouldn't ask.
I know. Well, they're too late. Okay. So we're going to call this story Friday Night Fun. Before I dive into the heat of tonight's story, I want to talk about that kind of Friday night when you've had that shitty fucking ass-kicking week at work and life, and it finally has ended, and you are just desperate to let loose and forget that you even fucking have a job and a name and a life. Like, just, yes, you're a fucking orb of sexuality.
I'm there.
Okay. So lucky for me, I had just the cure in store for this shitty week. Gary and I had a date with our single male friend, Kevin, who you've heard me talk about before on the podcast. So, Gary and I got a hotel suite for the night because we plan to take some sexy photos and then have Kevin meet us in the room later in the evening. So, I gotta say, at least in this instance, there was just something really, like, intoxicating and, like, powerful about checking into this hotel suite. Just getting rid of that whole vanilla persona that I fucking wore all week at work. And just getting into this, like, version, this, like, sexy version of myself.
Yes.
I was like, all right, flip the switch. This is what we're doing. The thing that makes this all very easy and fun is that Kevin is really easy to get along with. We have trust with him. I feel like I can really let go and just kind of like be myself. And he really helps me kind of like feel desired and sexy, which is what
that makes a hell of a difference.
What we're kind of looking for in all of this. So,
yeah.
All right. So, friends, get comfortable, close your eyes, and we're going to go back to this hotel room. So, once Gary and I check into the room, we made quick work of getting like some lights set up. We have the sexy playlist playing from the speaker. This hotel suite had a small kind of living area, a kitchen, a dining area, bedroom, bathroom. So there's a faux fireplace for ambiance and lots of window with great light. We weren't really all that far from home, but sometimes it's just so nice to get away and have a change of scenery.
Oh, yeah.
Like, instead of playing in your own home, there's pros and cons to that. But just, like, getting out of your own space sometimes, I think also mentally helps you, like, fucking let go. So, word to the wise. So, Gary and I get to work on these photos. We took advantage of, like, that golden hour lighting, like, right as the sunset. You know, we had, I had like this like little red teddy sort of thing on. I don't think I've posted any of those photos yet. So I had that on. I took some photos with the fireball bottle because of course we had that with us. Mm-hmm. So some shots, whatever, that kind of thing. Then I changed into a second outfit And this one was like my little power move. So the second outfit that I put on was this like splurge outfit. I coughed up the money and got this Honey Burdette outfit.
Oh, those are amazing.
Which if you know Honey Burdette or if you don't, it tends to be rather costly lingerie. Mm-hmm. Apparently very well made. What the fuck do I know? I mean, it seems nice. So I have on this sheer corset with like a vibrant like applique that frames my tits perfectly and leaves them exposed. Ooh. So like tits out, but like fabric all like around. Yeah.
Okay.
I also had on the matching thigh highs and then a complimentary G-string.
Oh.
And then as if that wasn't fucking enough, I finished all of this off with one of my favorite pairs of Jimmy Choo heels. Ooh. That Gary bought me once upon a time that I earned by letting him come on my tits. Side note.
So easy.
That's all it took. So we got some pictures in that outfit. And at this point, like now, of course, we've had a cocktail, we've had a fireball, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I managed to still feel like I'm classy, I'm sexy, I'm powerful. Like, I got this. Like, I'm in my cute little outfit. Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. So I provide that detail because this is what I'm wearing when Kevin arrived.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we were sort of texting. He was, like, letting me know, like, where he's at, whatever. Yeah. The knock at the door comes.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
I don't reach for a robe. I don't reach for, like, no. Nothing. No. No, no. I open the door exactly as I am in this little fucking shit. And I gotta tell you, the look on Kevin's face was fucking priceless. Aww. Like, I just, like, love that little moment in my head. Because he just stood there. He gave this slow, stunned shake of his head and let out a grin that really said, like, I don't know what to do with you, lady.
That's amazing.
And I loved it. Aww. So, like, we settled in with our ritual. We have a shot of fireball. Burn away any last dredges of the week, you know, like we are ready to go now.
Does he arrive like in a button down or like collared shirt?
Yes.
Or can I want to picture him a little.
Good segue, Madison.
Okay, perfect.
As a reminder, Kevin is about my height.
Oh, perfect.
Lean and fit, shaved head, very well groomed and strong without being overbearing.
Okay.
So, yes, but he arrived in, I think, like, nice jeans.
Of
like,
course.
Not, like, ripped, whatever. Good. But, yes, like, a button down, like, yes, he's, like, clean, smelling good, looking nice, like, well done. So, at this point, shout out to Shivers, my mushroom gummy had, like, kicked in.
I wanted to ask if you took anything, but I didn't want to put any pressure on anybody. Okay. Nope.
I did.
So just a straight up female mushroom ones. Yeah. Okay.
So like the room is like soft and beautiful and like my skin is hypersensitive and like
I've never felt that.
I am ready to go.
Yes.
So I make one last outfit change into something darker. It's like this black leather thigh high boots. Sort of like a silver like halter kind of bra thing. Nobody really cares. And I laid out my bag of tricks on the bed, which included the vampire gloves, a flogger, a crop, and some restraints. So I set the stage for what is to come. So at this point, Gary puts Kevin in charge as photographer. We take a few last photos before shifting to playtime and putting all the toys to good use.
All of them. Yes.
So, for me, because of course I'm the fucking center of attention.
Yes.
The sensory play was magic. The room was quiet, except for the sexy music in the background. Mm-hmm. And I'm face down, cheek pressed against the cool hotel linens. Ooh. Eyes closed tight, with only the black thigh-high boots still on. Then I felt it. Kevin's hands, encased in those metal-tipped vampire gloves, starting at the base of my skull. He dragged them so slow down the length of my spine. I let out a low, shaky breath
as the metal scraped over my ribs. Just as the chill of the metal peaked, Gary's crop landed with a sharp, stinging crack right on the curve of my ass cheek. The contrast, the cold metal, and the sudden blooming heat of the leather sent a shockwave straight to my core.
Whoa.
I couldn't help it. I arched my back into the sting, my breath catching in my throat, wanting more. It was a perfect blend of pleasurable pain that grounded me right into the moment. So, we shifted into high gear. I'm on all fours, feeling Gary right there, hands gripping my tits to steady me as I take him into my mouth. Meanwhile, Kevin gets the back end. So I feel his hands slide under me, pulled me back just enough to find his own rhythm against me. So I'm caught between them. I was lost in the middle of it, a blur of friction and low groans, feeling the vibration of their voices in the air around me until I didn't know where I ended and they began.
Whoa.
How about that?
Shit. This is like a romance novel. Shit.
Well, I was trying.
Keep going.
I tried something different this time.
Wow.
Okay. That was cool.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Come on. Don't stop. Please.
So now I'm on my back. Gary, fucking my pussy.
Yes.
Kevin's at the side of the bed.
Okay.
I eventually shift around, climb back onto Kevin. Gary now moves to the edge of the bed, watching us, just like egging me on. So I'm like, cool, I got this. Let's go. So that's cool.
Isn't it so empowering, like having your man like
it really
cheer
is.
You on in that yeah, moment?
Yeah, it's like amazing.
Yeah.
And so at this point, like, I am just, like, all the fuck revved up all the way. I had this fucking crazy intense orgasm.
Ooh.
Like, I just kind of, like, turned to liquid at this point. I remember distinctly. I, honest to God, if there was ever a time, I just, like, melted off of him and, like, laid on the bed. Like, I just, like, hit that high and then I was just, like, done.
Yep. Yeah, you need a minute.
It was beautiful for me. Yeah. I don't know how everybody else felt. but it was amazing. And I think it just speaks to kind of that level of comfort with a repeat partner that it just made it so fucking good that I was just like spent.
You could just let loose and feel
and
it.
And I just, yeah. And then I was done. so it was good. So if you ever have the opportunity to get a hotel room and do some photos ahead of time, super sexy and fun, highly recommend that worked out well. And then, yeah, if you're going to play with a partner more than once, I think that is super cool, too, because you can let loose and be yourself and have an amazing time.
And so, like, how did the night end? Like, you just had this amazing melting experience into the bed. And can I ask, like, I know the men don't really care if they finish or whatever, typically.
Yeah.
Like, can I ask how the night ended? Did you all, like, lay there and just bask in your fucking hotness and post-orgasm? No, I'm just trying to picture, like, how it all ended.
Yeah, there was a minute of that.
Yeah.
I think Gary got up to go for, like, a beverage or something. And, like, I think Kevin and I laid there for a minute and just tried to sort of collect ourselves.
Do you ever, like, talk about, like, holy shit, like, that was just, like, fucking amazing.
High five.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's do that again. I mean, yeah, I think there was, like, some version of that that happened. But then, yeah, ultimately what ended up happening is, again, this wasn't that far away from home for Gary and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we left and went home, and Kevin just stayed in that room that night and, like, checked out the next day kind of thing. But, yeah, we just kind of – we basked in the moment for a moment.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, we kind of, I guess, went our separate ways, so to speak. But, yeah, it was a fucking amazing night, so –
compared to the first time you met him, like, do you feel like you've gradually, like, gotten to this peak? Or do you feel like there was a distinct moment where you're like, nope. Here we are, like, full force. I am melting into this bed.
Right. No, I think, yeah, this one felt a little different to me. I feel like we, like, hit a new level, maybe, of just,
comfortability or something with each other.
Yeah, that's definitely. Amazing. So, yeah. So it made it extra fun.
Yes. Woo! I'm cheering for you. I love it. Wow, Kenzie, thank you so much for that hot, sexy story. Like, I felt like I was there with you, and I love that for you. Like, I appreciate so much getting to know someone so well and being so comfortable with them and having this amazing, hot, sexy experience. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that with us. All right. Unfortunately, that is going to do it for episode 78. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, we'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback or if you have any ideas for future episodes or topics. Connect with us on X or Instagram at FWAT_podcast or at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Until next time, friends, I guess get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.